I wonder if I can get this toy car working. I got it about 10 years ago, and I don't know if I got it working then. It would be really fun with my little nephew. Hey, what's up? I'm Lee Cameron. This is the Christmas Stocking. In episode 79, I started reviewing the top toys of the 20th century by doing the first half of the century. I said it might take 3 episodes to get through the whole century. I will say now, I hope to make it through the 20th century before I'm done podcasting. And if I do, I will have to do another one on at least the first decade of the 21st century. By then, we'll probably be ready for toys of the second decade in the 21st century. Man, this sounds like a huge commitment. Well, we'll see how much stamina I have. The reason I'm having to break it down like this is with every decade, there are more and more toys to talk about. Now again, this isn't a comprehensive list. I'm not talking about all the toys. I'm skipping plenty. Please feel free to leave comments in the comments section of the show notes, or you can email them to me, however you want to get in touch. And once again, I'm not going to give a lot of explanation about what the toys are. It's easy to find out if you don't know. Today I'm going to talk about toys from the 1950s. That's it. All of the toys in this episode, just like the last and the next ones, will be toys that have stood the test of time. These toys were not just popular in the 50s, by a long shot. Now, right out of the gate in 1950, the Magic 8-Ball came out. I made a lot of decisions based on that thing. If you're into the Three Stooges, you may have seen them use a regular 8-Ball to tell fortunes. They called it a Magic Ball. Well, guess what? That was in 1940. They did not get that from the Magic 8-Ball. The Magic 8-Ball might have gotten their form factor from the Three Stooges, but we don't know. It originally came from a guy named Albert Carter, whose mother was a professional psychic and had used some kind of spirit writing device that gave him the idea. He called it the Psycho-Seer, which is a very cool name. The Psycho-Seer was actually a cylinder with 2 dice. Along the way, it became the ball we know today, which was introduced in 1950. I need to get another one. I have lots of decisions all the time. Mr. Potato Head originally came out in 1952. He was the first toy advertised on television. Of course, it wasn't actually Mr. Potato Head. Well, it was, but you had to supply the potato. It was just a box of parts. It took him 8 years to include a plastic body with the parts. Lego building blocks came along in 1953. Well, kinda. Now, the Lego company was formed in 1932 as a small toy shop in Denmark. They first made a form of what they called automatic binding bricks in 1949, and they renamed them Lego bricks in 1953. That's where I'm getting the 1953 from. But they slightly changed their design in 1958 to look pretty much like what we know today. And that's the official date given by Lego and a lot of other places. Building sets, by the way, started being sold in 1964. Also in 1953, Matchbox cars came along, later than I'd thought. They're called Matchbox because the original toys were sold in little bitty boxes that looked like matchboxes. They originally came from England, and they were created because one of the owners of Lesney Products' daughters could only bring to school toys that could fit in a matchbox. The first models were the Abilene Barford Road Roller, I think that's how you pronounce it, a dump truck, and a cement mixer. Play-Doh arrived in 1956. It made the inventor Joseph McVicker a millionaire at age 27. It was like software and websites are now. And it was originally designed to clean wallpaper. Play-Doh outlasted wallpaper. Now I'm pegging the Frisbee at 1957. Its history is really too long to go into right now. Long before 1957, the first Frisbees were real pie tins of Frisbee's pies from the Frisbee Baking Company of Bridgeport, which ironically went out of business a year after the Frisbee officially came on the market. The Frisbee Baking Company was baking for more than 80 years. 1957 is the year the owners of Whammo first put out what was originally called the Pluto Platter. They came up with the name Frisbee to increase sales. Good move. Incidentally, Whammo also produced the Water Wiggle, the Super Ball, a favorite stocking stuffer of mine, especially with our hardwood floors in our house. Oh, and another of the top toys, the Hula Hoop, which arrived in 1958. Ah, they keep calling it a fad. Which is true because they were crazy popular. I mean, they sold millions in 6 months. But they're still around today, so they were not just a fad. And they were around long before Whammo's hoop. Greeks were hooping. I mean, the ancient Greeks. They're called hula hoops because the motion with the hoop is similar to doing the Hawaiian hula. Now, there's a doll you might have heard of, Barbie, who closed out the 50s, 1959. Mattel sells like 1.5 million Barbies every year? No. Every month? No. Every week. Before Barbie, most of the dolls were infants, maybe little kids. But Ruth Handler noticed her daughter played with paper dolls and made them adults. Her husband was a co-founder of Mattel, and it took some doing, but she eventually got Barbie made. The toy stores were afraid to buy them at first, but once the public saw them, they couldn't get enough. I may have to do an episode on Barbie sometime. Would you like me to do that? Here's a song called A Christmas Story. It has nothing to do with the movie or the stage musical of the same name. It's by Kevin Dremmel. It's in the Christmas stocking.
I walk in late one December night when an old man came to me. And he said, son, can I ask you something, please? I got a feeling that just ain't right and it's growing inside me. So it's something that I gotta know, you see. So I said, friend, go ahead and ask away. I was quite surprised to hear what he did say. He said, do you believe in a Santa Claus? A jolly man who rides a magic sleigh? And do you believe in a Christmas love? And in peace on earth upon that blessed day? I looked at him and I said, friend, now I know just how you feel. There are times a Christmas spirit don't seem real. It's then I look deep inside myself and I really understand that the Yuletide is a gift for every man. And the spirit's more than the presents that you buy. It's a universal love felt deep inside. And yes, I believe in the Santa Claus, a jolly man who rides a magic sleigh. And yes, I believe in a Christmas love, and I wish I felt it each and every day. He looked at me and said, thank you, son. Then he turned away to leave. And I said, friend, won't you talk some more with me? He said, I'm sorry, I can't, my child. I got so much left to do. Since I finally know my purpose here is true. And I cried then as I watched him fly away, while I listened to the bells upon his sleigh. And yes, I believe in the Santa Claus, a jolly man who rides a magic sleigh. And I wanna give you my Christmas love. May it burn inside you each and every day. You believe in a Santa Claus, a jolly man who rides a magic sleigh. And please, won't you show me your Christmas love? Can we make it Christmas each and every day? Can we make it Christmas each and every day?
That song's called A Christmas Story. It's by Kevin Dremmel. I found it at music.mevio.com. Thanks at good_podcasts for your positive micro review on Twitter, at TomButters56 for following, and at MissJoanne71 from Northern Ireland for the shout-out, twitter.com/xmasstocking. We're on Facebook, too, facebook.com/christmasstocking. Hello, Kara in Indiana, Nina, who I think is in Pennsylvania, and Chad
from parts unknown.
You know, the last episode was about the Christmas pickle. A very fun episode if you missed it. You gotta go back and check it out. Anyway, Kevin from Indiana wrote on Facebook, "Last year my son, 5 years old at the time, saw a foam stress ball shaped like a Christmas pickle in a catalog and thought it was so funny that he put it at the top of his Christmas list. Santa looked very confused when my son told him that he wanted a pickle with a Santa hat for Christmas. Now I totally want a pickle with a Santa hat. I would love to hear you on the Christmas stocking. It's not all about me, you know. MyChristmasStocking.net, you click call me to get in touch. It's very easy, just follow the instructions. Gotta be quick to connect to the phone though, make sure you're listening very carefully. Wish somebody Merry Christmas, share your favorite childhood Christmas memory, maybe from your childhood, maybe one that you observed in one of your kids. Maybe your favorite Christmas tradition. Hey, a Christmas joke, whatever you want to say, I'd love to have you on the show. Oh, also we're on Google Plus, which you can click to from MyChristmasStocking.net. Hello, Michael in New York. Hi, Amy. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time in the Christmas stocking, the tradition of wreaths. Emma in the UK suggested that on Facebook. Excellent suggestion, Emma.